like, I don't want to use your camera.
I did what now?
There it is.
Oh, it's so laggy. Why is it so laggy?
Welcome back to Homebrew Detritus.
What's up?
Hey, hi, hello, hi.
Somebody did the $1,000 Patreon and I killed Kevin.
Oh.
We can now quit our jobs, right?
It's a mild misunderstanding. didn't know Kevin's character's name, so I just went to his house and beat him with a blunt shovel.
I was wondering if it was a beating or if you used one of your guns.
No. You have to avoid the head. That's his strong spot.
Shovels are untraceable, much like Zoom calls, you know.
Yeah, that neck was weak from supporting all that weight. Just one swift karate chop to that bone there, and the whole body crumbled. So Kevin's not here today.
Morbid start.
Morbid. Yep. I hope that he's not out for morbid things or sad things. If so, he can take a joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing about. Yeah, he can't take a shovel. That is one thing I've always appreciated about Kevin is that dude can take a joke.
He has to.
He might not get the joke, but he can take it.
It's one of his best qualities, yeah. I think.
How's everybody doing?
Hi.
I'm trying to think of better Kevin qualities. Hold on.
No. You can find him in a crowd, like at a concert, because you can hear him talking.
He saved you from Florida.
Yeah, I already covered that.
There's an entire episode in Raiders of the Lark about Kevin actually being an awesome person.
And that's one of the main reasons that we give him so much shit, is because we don't like good people.
Gave. I murdered him yesterday for Patreon.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean we're going to stop giving him shit. He's just not here to appreciate it.
Like, I still talk bad about Hitler.
I'm sure he'll appreciate the comparison.
Well, sometimes he lets his nose hair out grow out pretty far. I just... Very similar.
You mean that's not a mustache?
Not a mustache. Or a beard. All is nose hair.
So we're going to try and just troop on with what we're doing. We're just going to soldier through.
We don't know how we're going to handle the increased ability to hear each other, but we will muddle through it.
Soldier on.
Quick personal note. There's a new teaser for a new Godzilla movie that I got pretty excited about today. Godzilla Minus. Yeah, watch the teaser. It's very teasery.
Mm. But at least you get to see a little flash of the G-Man, and he looks pretty good.
He looks good. It's the first Toho Godzilla since Shin Godzilla. And it takes place in a post-war Japan.
Oh.
So it's already been ravaged by war. Then Godzilla shows up because... Fuck you, Japan.
Fuck you.
Japan just loves seeing Japan blowed up. I don't get it.
And I saw some nerds really nerding out because they're like, oh, that means Oppenheimer's like a prequel to this movie. And I was like, that's a bit of a stretch, but okay.
Dark. But also very true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why Godzilla is Godzilla, is because of the bombs, right? That's the lore of Godzilla.
It's because of post-war trauma, actually, but, you know, whatever.
I'm referring to the actual war, not the reason behind it.
I thought they came from somewhere in the middle of the Earth.
Yeah, I thought the bombs have just woke him up or something.
It depends on which Godzilla we're talking about. Are we talking about the enemy Godzilla?
The
big or
green one with the laser in his mouth and stuff?
Friend of humanity Godzilla, because that's always been my favorite Godzilla, the friend of humanity Godzilla.
70s Godzilla, 60s, 70s Godzilla.
Yeah,
I like it. Do they all have the ability to breathe that, whatever that is, electricity, fire?
Yep.
Radioactive breath.
The monster stays the same, but the backstory changes drastically depending on what kind of story they're trying to tell.
It's they protect you and to... fuck this building and that building.
I think it's a guitar. You usually tell what era you're watching by how googly his eyes are, but
I think it's less of a change.
He's the one that looks like a stock with googly eyes on it.
It's more of a character arc. He starts off as an enemy of humanity because humanity dropped, you know, nuclear suns on itself. And then he's like, wait a minute, these guys are okay. There's other problems. And yeah. Now I'm an enemy again.
Well, I think I like Friend of People Godzilla because that dealt more with Godzilla fighting other cool monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just Godzilla destroying buildings. Yeah.
Bad guy Godzilla, it's people. And I don't give a shit about people. You know.
I just got the Camus Gamera poster in the mail, so I'm pretty excited about
that. The last movie I saw was One versus Kong. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. So I think like technically we're getting like two Godzilla movies. We're getting the Godzilla Minus before the end of the year. And then the next Godzilla versus King Kong is coming out soonish, within a year.
But like a rematch? Or is it
Yeah, it's a rematch. It's a sequel.
It's gonna be like Mecha Kong or something.
Mecha Kong. There was a Mecha Kong in one movie. Yeah.
How do they have? I mean, how are their rights like for Godzilla split to two different?
They just license it from Toho, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They just give Toho a whopping big check and say, "We're gonna make some Godzilla."
Toho's like, "Yeah, I'll take the money and the free advertisement."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this will sell so many toys.
Yeah, make our product popular again, please. Thank you.
I don't think Godzilla will ever lose popularity totally, but
no, not as long as I'm alive. But we all know if you pay enough money in Patreon, one of you motherfuckers might have to come over here and beat me to death with a blood shovel.
Yeah,
I think you're immune to that though, because who's gonna run the game?
I'll take one for the team. I mean, obviously this company will go downhill as soon as my demise happens.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I couldn't go on knowing you're suffering.
Downhill, you mean it would implode?
Yeah. Speaking of imploding, Noob about imploded this whole game by turning on the party.
Again, didn't try to kill anybody. Everyone was fine.
It was just a picture of you. Cool.
Yeah, I know.
No, you look so ashamed.
Remorseful Noob.
It was appropriate.
Yeah, my
contrite. Even.
Oh, well. But yeah, no, it was fine. No one got hurt majorly. Except me.
So yeah, a lot of things happened.
Dorian's dead.
Yeah, Dorian's...
No, that was by his own choice. Own choice.
I mean, technically we all chose to be here, so I guess you could say we all are here. I mean, if any of us died, it'd be by our own choice.
Yeah,
Dorian. Someone else dropped a mountain on us.
Let's not rehash this argument again.
Yeah, Dorian split into
two. In the middle of this argument.
You're still talking about it. Dorian split into two, and his main half was became the avatar of Osiris. After that happened, Osiris basically gave Dorian kind of one last wish, and he used it to save Amun for some reason.
Appreciate it. I understand.
Yeah.
If you listen to the story, you'd know.
So when we last left off, Amun was freshly resurrected. His god had left him, denying him all of his divine powers. Dorian's gone, but there's the body of his floating in the Osiris pool in the other room. And the rest of y'all were kind of beaten and disorganized. Not to mention there was still Zile Kafet, who was buried in the rubble.
No.
Never escaped.
No. Wait, I got him out.
Did you get him out?
About. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So.
I made sure of it because, you know, we're not evil, but we didn't want to have to fight him while also beating up on Amun.
Disciplining Amun.
So that's where we left off, is Sonder rescuing Zile from the rubble, and maybe the rest of y'all kind of either deciding that Noob needs to stay dead and plunging a dagger into his now powerless form. I don't push that storyline, but it's possible. And Dorian be gone.
We need a moon, at least to be a puppet king.
Hmm. Well, I mean,
I guess I could do that.
At present time, we don't really know why he's still alive, right? We saw him die, but now he's alive. So,
I mean, y'all saw all that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Osiris came out and was like, I'm going to bring him back to life. Yeah.
Osiris in the form of Dorian.
That's irony.
What y'all didn't see was Osiris in the form of Dorian not fleeing, but making haste towards Mun's home village or city, and basically wiping out all the Proteans except for the main one. He had locked the main one in the castle proper because he didn't have the power to take care of that creature just yet. And then he left that city and was making his way towards the pyramids further into the deserts of sand. Y'all don't know that either.
I wonder what he was doing.
So Dorian as the Avatar is still with us or no?
No.
He raised Noob and then booked it.
Yeah, and then left.
Okay.
So what you see here as we get back into the game is a collapsed part of this temple. Sonder helping Zyle Kafet out of the rubble. Amon laying next to what was your fourth or fifth pit trap that you had done in that combat. And then down south, you can see a body floating in the waters that y'all are trying to get to. And just before anything else can happen, Dr. Pox is making his way towards that body to see if it's okay. And a portal opens up. And a strange businessman steps out and goes, "Hello, travelers. This is called PC Pocket." And he just grabs Dr. Pox by the tail, spins him a few times, and throws him into an extra-dimensional space, waves like a weird game show host, and goes away. And you all think that this is completely okay.
Oh, okay. That guy again. Damn it.
Old PC Pocket, which, PC Pocket. We used to game in person. Not like that, but PC Pocket happened a lot.
Yeah. Well, it was nice. It's a good little...
We've
gone almost 3 years and haven't had to play a game, short one. We've just outright not played and played something else. But yeah, we wanted to get back into this.
Well, Nim will, I've seen Dr. Pox disappear. I guess I'll follow in his footsteps and go try to get Dorian out of the water.
Before we get into the role play, do we want to do the level? Rolling dice? Or are you going to do that off a...
No, we could do the level. I forgot. All right, Ansi. Vladros, what did you do?
Well, I'm going to roll for my hit points. Tired of looking at the red on there. I got 9. 9 out of 12.
All right.
My damage reduction went up another point, so I now have damage reduction 9. And I took a feat. And that feat is called Godless Healing, where once a day I can heal myself for D8 plus my level, which is separate from my rage power, where I am so angry I heal myself. And that would be called Renewed Vigor. Yeah, so.
And this is what, Urban Barbarian? Is that right?
No, straight up barbarian.
Just regular barbarian.
Yeah, old school barbarian. Not Unchained or anything. Just straight up old school barbarian.
Okay.
All right.
Nim?
I felt like that seemed appropriate.
I got hit level 13, so that's access to level 7 spell. So I got some Monster 7, which has got some really cool things in there. Some gargantuan creatures, which should be fun at some point, not inside this small space. Got a feat, nothing too special. I just took greater spell penetration and gave me a +2 for overcoming SR. But I found a spell that I took also is called Walk the Plank. and it's a pit spell, but instead of being full of instead of a 50-foot drop, it's a 10-foot drop into 40 feet of salt water, where there's a shark for every four levels. So there'll be three sharks in the water. I can switch out two of the sharks for one great white shark, and they immediately attack anyone that falls in the water.
Portable piranha tank with sharks.
I'm excited to see this. I'm excited to use this.
But the spell says there's a plank, so I get a bonus to my reflex to not fall in it, right?
Nope. Still DC 26 reflex. Oh. There's no plank. It's just the water and the sharks. That's all.
So that means that next time Dr. Pox comes out of the PC pocket, he's gonna get eaten by sharks.
It's gonna be so funny. That's gonna be the best joke. He's gonna laugh and laugh.
Yes, yes.
Laugh.
Sure he will.
No, he won't laugh. Be mad at all.
Hit points, I got average, so 4 points. So
okay.
Blah. But yeah. That's it.
Sonder.
Took another level of Oracle. Surprise, surprise. I got a feat, took spell penetration because I just found out it's a thing, and it's a good feat, so I'm taking it. And got some spells. I totally picked those already. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
What are they?
You know,
spells you picked.
To be announced. None of your business. Mind your business. Let's see.
They'll come out when appropriate.
Yeah. Whenever I find out what they actually are. Ooh, 7 for hit points.
All right.
Yay. I'll take it.
And I'm on cant level because, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take one level of commoner.
Thank you.
That gives me 1 HP.
And proficient with shovel.
No. I took the Archtech Farmer, so I have proficiency ho.
Oh.
Oh.
You should have stuck with the shovel, man. It's pretty deadly.
I swear that Farmer doesn't get scythe proficiency. Yeah. Or Commoner doesn't get scythe proficiency anyway.
So as Nim goes to check on the floating body that was Dorian, maybe you can describe what it is he finds there.
Oh, all right. Looks like Dorian, as you remember him, dressed to the nines, although looking pretty tatty. Mostly submerged in water with his cape kind of clumped over the top of him. His skin looks a little paler than before. And all his meticulously curled hair is now just limp and lank.
Can I do a teal check on him? I'm just gonna try to teleport him out of the water. I don't know how far out he was, but if he's on the edge, I'm trying to pull him onto shore.
It's just like shin deep water. It's enough to be submerged in if you were laying flat like he is, but it's not very deep.
Okay.
Lydrus would also like.
I guess I'll do a heal check on him just to see. You know, I mean, I'm sure he looks dead, but I got a 19.
I'm alive.
You're alive?
I'm alive.
It's breathing.
Pull him out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get him out of the water. Dry his clothes off.
Come on. Slap him in the face a couple times. Come on. Come back to yourself.
Don't touch me.
Wake up, Dorian.
Get on your feet. Let's just go. You're okay.
I slowly get up. And
voices echo down the hallway.
Yeah, hold on one sec. Sorry.
It's Zyle. He's too busy talking.
I never actually turned on the party because I was buried the whole time. I'll take more of those healing potions y'all were handing out when you rescued me the first time.
Didn't I?
All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Dorian slowly gets up, raises his head, opens his eyes, and you guys see that his eyes are entirely shining black.
No!
He's
gone blind.
Hello. I know you.
Okay. Your eyes look fucked up.
Okay. If you insist.
Do you feel all right?
I feel wonderful.
You know where you are?
Let me think. Something about clandestine meetings, something about yada yada, sailing ships, something, 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 desert, desert. Something, something.
I know who the president is.
No.
Do you know who you are?
Oh, yes. I know quite well who I am.
Who is that?
Victoria, look at him.
Oh, no. That guy. Completely dead. No. Unfortunately, Mr. whoever he was, Dorian, if you insist, when he offered himself to that decrepit old deity, well, they took all of him, all of his fractured, fucked up mind.
And who did it leave?
Well, I've been with you for a while, but I haven't really come forward much. Not since you left the Feywild.
Oh. So you're not Dorian. You're the... What was the guy? I forget the name of the guy.
No, no, I am not my lord. I only bear a measure of his might. I am a watchdog, a sentry in the mind of his servant, put there to protect him on his mission, and then sealed away unceremoniously for months while you idiots trample across the entire continent. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to having an outside voice.
What are your intentions now?
Well, my intentions are as my intentions always are. To obey my master's orders, however they can be accomplished.
Best way to do that is probably take out this Razatas, Rasputin, Ratatama, Ratatama.
Ratatata.
Forgot about
it. If we kill him, everything would go back to normal. Well, your boss would love that.
That is my boss.
No, it isn't.
Your boss was the Correctnicus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sorry, they sound very similar.
I was about to have to fucking stab you.
Roll initiative. Is the evil lich lord that is
took Cromwell.
That's Cromwell. The necromancer guy, right?
Yeah.
Right. Don't worry. I know all about it. I've been watching everything you do. Every stupid thing you do.
Creepy.
I didn't say it out loud.
What do we call you?
Whatever pleases you. Make whatever noises please you, if you like.
I'm calling you not Dorian.
Since you look like Dorian, I'm just going to keep calling you Dorian. And since you already know everything that's been happening, you know, it's just like Dorian never left.
I'm going to call him Shithead. It works for me.
It's the beer fest thing.
Yeah. Hey, Shithead.
Oh, I like this. Speaking of shitheads, and I turn and look at Amon, what are we going to do about this one?
Well, you could kill me, but you won't get your army.
Your dead shithead friend was very keen to keep him alive.
Is there no plan on killing him?
No.
At least honor Dorian's final sacrifice, but what are we going to do with him? He's not traveling with us anymore, correct?
Sure I am. You kind of need me to get there.
No, yes. We're leaving you in sands. We are not taking you with us on our mission. Who knows when you might bring another cavern down on our heads.
Well, I'm not any use anymore, so, you know, I guess I'll stay.
Oh, yes.
His only use is probably to be able to, I mean, without him, his army doesn't go, right?
I mean, they'll still go. I was like, I won't be much of help anyway.
Yeah, send the army in your stead.
Fine. But, my god has left me.
Oh, fucking who?
Man, we still got to put this guy on the throne, right?
You're better off.
We need to figure out a way to take on the king. The not king. Whatever his name is.
The uncle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, we don't know that he's, the only one left.
No, but that was the kind of the point. I mean, that was the deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, didn't Osiris
that was the
say
whole, would... That was the whole thing, that if we brought Osiris back, that he would take out all the Proteans.
Without murdering the entire populace.
Without killing the hosts.
Meanwhile, so the city is ablaze. Thousands dead.
We did good.
We've fucked this whole campaign up.
No, so we need to get... We still need to get Amon back on the throne. No matter what. And leave him there.
Great. Does it involve killing people?
Well, it did.
Sometimes.
But no.
That is never the goal. But sometimes.
Sonder, give me a perception check.
Which one do I want to use? This one.
How many perception checks do you have?
No, which die?
She has 5. Touch, smell, hearing.
Taste. That is a 20. Oh, sorry, 19.
So you're next to Zyle Kafit, and as you're discussing with the party, you hear him kind of begin to whisper, "I don't think they're going to kill him. Shit."
What did initiative? You say?
Oh, balls. Do we have a map? Okay. Oh, that's right.
So, you know, Feisty has detect evil like constant. Does not Dorian detect evil?
No,
you're not evil, or no, you don't detect evil?
I do not detect as evil.
Okay.
he said unbelievably.
What a way to try to weasel the answer out of that.
Okay. Between you and Amon, my asshole detection is like going crazy.
Listen, being an asshole isn't directly evil.
This is true, but it's a fine line.
Fair.
It's kind of close, right? I mean, it's like,
you can be an asshole that is also altruistic. Like, the distinction is, so my brother, if he sees someone broke down on the side of the road, he will pull over, make fun of that person, and then help them. He'll be kind to them.
I'm only in it for the muckery.
I will be very polite to someone, but I'm not going out of my way for shit.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, Some people don't care about their spouses and they make a wonderful breakfast the next morning. It's like,
what? I missed that.
Like, no, I'm just saying. I mean, it's like just because you do something good doesn't negate being an asshole.
Yeah, he said like there's people that's like people that cheat on their spouses and then make a wonderful breakfast the next morning for them. Like
that sounds real specific, Matt.
What's your go-to breakfast?
Yeah, I like waffles. Eggos.
Waffles.
I'm just saying that it's like I say, one doesn't. I don't think. I think that both need to be there. Like it needs to be good on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait, where are the participants at?
I'm right here. Hi.
Rolling initiative.
Oh right, rolling initiative.
But then we rested up for 8 hours before this combat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That level up does nothing.
Because he and I had already had an exchange, right? Before he went under the rubble, I know at least he took damage from my heat shield.
Your withering gaze.
No.
Okay.
My heat shield. Like I said.
We are seeing what you're doing, by the way. I don't know if you want us to not see that, Toker.
What do you see?
A big some gray block.
Big gray block. Gray
box.
Oh, that's y'all's faces.
Ah, that's doesn't show it.
I don't know why it's showing it on the screen. Okay.
Doesn't show it on mine. It's like off the screen.
Let's see. Let me try it again. Because for some reason, this time when it popped up, y'all were all gone. You're all gone again. All right, hold on.
That's weird.
It looks normal to me.
It doesn't look normal to me.
Hmm.
That's the problem. Does it look normal to y'all now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. I had to unoptimize it.
Unoptimize.
So are you seeing like a double strip of our faces on your screen?
No, just the one or none. I like having y'all up there because when I actually screen record with a different program, you guys are there, which I don't have to do that right now because Kevin's not here. So editing will be easier. not that I don't want him to come back, but you know, if one of y'all leave, it'll make editing a lot easier all the time. Dorian.
18. Oh.
That's why you were trying to get rid of me.
What were you asking? Sorry.
Initiative.
Oh, okay. 12.
Thunder.
10.
Nim.
17.
Ledros.
17.
Who's got the higher?
7.
Plus 4.
All right, Ledros on the 1. Amon.
18.
As you hear that, Sander, he turns his attention towards Amon, and his body crumples, and something quick and way too large to come from a creature that size erupts from his back. Leg, a spiny leg, spiny leg, spiny leg, and then a big black tentacle comes out and hardens from a goo dripping with ore to like an insectile carapace.
Gross, but weirdly sexual. Thank you.
Yes.
Correct.
The one you knew as Zyle is gone. The avatar of Selket is here.
Holy
That's
shit.
That's fucking huge.
Dude.
Fucking
spell my spells on Amon.
Amon, you are base to base with this. Let me slide you up against the wall there because you're not really can't fit there. Yeah, it pushes you up against the wall as it grows into this room. The body barely fits, but the arms seem extra long and the tail is whipping around real fast. But you're the quickest to react, Amon. What do you do? Cool. Next.
Hold on. I, son of Amun, or son of something Arabic, I forget his name. I may have lost your favor, but I'll squash you like a bug. And I'm going to grow in two size categories.
Oh, God damn it. There's going to be no room.
Tight for everyone.
I think that's one size category. What are you looking for?
Yeah, that's as big as you can get in here.
All right, I'll take one size category. And then I'll attack. That's not a spell. That's that shield you gave me. It's really fucking cool.
Probably an action to do that, but I'll let it slide.
I miss anyway.
Yep, that's why.
I would have done like D3 damage.
You punched it?
No, I have my, I still have my whip.
Oh, okay.
Your whip doesn't have knives on the end anymore?
I mean, it does. A scorpion whip's base damage is 1d3. That's why it's great with a war priest. Because I get my bonus from my god to make it like a d8 plus some change.
It's lethal as opposed to non-lethal.
Yeah, it's still lethal. Yeah. It makes it not a piece of shit.
Ladros.
Oh, well, let's let them fight it out, and we will go.
Okay.
Just kidding. No, I seeing this monstrosity emerge from the back of the half orc.
Just to let you know, you're within its reach. It is not flat-footed, and it is difficult terrain.
Jesus. Fuck you.
I'm gonna go ahead and rage.
I figured that wouldn't change much what he was going to do, but now everybody knows.
And my standard action will be to get so angry that I heal myself.
I'm so mad.
Fuck you, wounds. And they're like, and the wounds run off your body.
Your Ooh, that's a away. Great roll. 8, 6, 5 for 19 points back to me.
Okay.
And I will run up to taking her attack of opportunity. And I'll try to acrobatics. As part of, can I acrobatics through difficult terrain? Yeah.
Yeah. You can just be at quarter speed, but you have a speed of 50, so half would be 25, and then, you know, we'll say you could go 10.
All right. I just want to get closer to her. My acrobatics roll is probably not going to beat. Natural 14 for 30.
It does not beat at CMD.
Fair enough.
Where are you moving, here or here?
Right there, right beside Amun. I will fight toe-to-toe with him.
It will take it's a stinger juts out at you lightning fast.
Mm-hmm.
For a 40.
Yeah, definitely hits.
Give me a fortitude save.
No.
Oh, yeah. You're undead still.
I'm undead.
Oh, wait. This is undead affecting poison.
This is says objects. And,
so you only take 16 damage.
Yeah, cool. Almost what I just got back.
Yeah. Nim.
Okay, I'm going to cast defensively. See what I gotta do. I hate this game sometimes. That's yeah. Nope. So I rolled 3. Which gives me a 16.
Unless you were casting a 0 level spell, I don't think it works.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't work. Alright, and then I will I'll use my shift ability, and while I'm doing that, I probably can see. Can I do a knowledge check on it?
Yeah.
What's the
knowledge nature? I believe.
Body.
Yeah, knowledge nature for this thing.
So that gives me a 25.
This is a black scorpion. This seems to be something she has possessed. and brought here. They're normally bigger than this. They are poisonous with the stinger. They're super fast with the stinger as well. They have tremor sense. They're immune to mind affecting. And they have dark vision. Other than that, it's just a big, hard to hit fucking scorpion thing.
Okay. So I'll be there, and Feist will cast Banish on me as I go there.
All right. You know, it has tremor sense.
I didn't move.
I'm just saying. If you're in contact with ground or water, it knows where you're at.
Feel you breathing.
Okay.
I mean, that's the description that it gave me. It senses creatures and objects in contact with ground or water.
Okay.
So it can cause a tremor and figure out where you're at. You don't have to be moving or not moving.
Gotcha. So I need to fly. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The artist formerly known as Dorian.
Hitherto Dorian.
I said no shit, Ed.
Am I in the reach area?
Shitty?
Yes.
Let's see. I will 5 foot adjust back then. Like to there. Like towards out of the thing towards Matt, there you go.
Yeah, it has a 30-foot reach.
What? Jesus Christ.
I mean, my reach is technically longer right now.
How? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Or does that not work with size categories?
Well, actually, move me actually back into the chamber instead. That's a good idea.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I begin an incantation, and water begins to seep up into the air out of the pit and begins coalescing nearby the scorpion creature as I am summoning a large water elemental.
Fuck yeah, let's just fill this battle map.
Yeah, let's crowd this shit out.
Yeah, make me look for stuff you didn't tell me you were going to bring in. All right. I think I've got one saved in here. I've got some kind of elemental.
Fine with me. Whatever. So, large water elemental. Just lock it down somewhere.
Oh, it'll show next turn, right? Or do you have? Or can you summon it faster?
I cannot. So okay. It's not something I focus on.
Whoop. But I've got the thing there, Sonder.
Yeah. So, what I would like to do is take a 5 foot flat.
Oh yeah, you're still flying. Which direction?
To here.
Okay.
Is there anywhere where I can be in flanking with either of these people?
You're flanking now because of
I'm flanking now. Okay, that's what I thought. So I want to be there for flanking purposes. Just generally trying to help. And I will cast defensively. Absolutely. And because I'm pretty sure we didn't already have it, right? No, I'm hitting us with prayer.
Okay.
Does it have SR? No?
That's not.
Cool. Prayer. So that should hit. That.
And that's just still the minus one?
Yes, it's minus one, and I'm going to cast it before I move.
Okay.
Just so I can make sure to hit Nim as well.
Cool. So you cast prayer, you 5 foot flap, and then the scorpion will go. All right. Two quick lashes with its tail at the largest target.
The big commoner.
Yeah, the giant commoner.
I'm the best commoner. I'm the most powerful commoner to ever commoner.
You couldn't have gone with noble or
aristocrat.
Well, yeah, but if I take five more levels, I'll actually get an ability where I can hold two hoes at the same time and I can farm twice as fast. That's kind of the path I want to take. I know it's like less optimal.
Yeah.
I think over time it will
does pay a 40 off. Does a 41 hit you?
Yeah, it hits me.
All right, give me a fortitude save.
No, I don't like that.
The farmer.
I was thinking about.
Yeah, 19 on the die. That gives me 32. I don't like how he's still reading.
The venom almost takes hold of you, but you're able to resist it. But you still take 36 damage.
Ah.
And then one claw for Vladros and one claw for Sunder.
No.
Claw for Vladros. I'm playing rolling rocks against you. 36 of 41.
Oh, yeah.
19 damage.
Got past my dodge.
And against Sunder, still probably will hit with a 30.
Yep.
For 15 damage.
If you take damage when you're flying, do you have to like roll a fly check or do you just automatically fall?
You have to make a fly check, and if you DC 15,
17 on the die, and yeah, 18.
If you're a fly and using wings and you take damage from flying, you must make a DC 10 fly check to avoid losing 10 feet.
Yeah, well, so I made that.
Just don't roll a one. Let's see if it clamps down on you. Does a natural 20 on Vladros definitely grapples. Mm-hmm. And you're grappled as well, Sunder. I think the constrict is at the start of his next turn. Nope. Happens now. Okay. Teams, 22 more damage to Vladros and 20 even damage to Sunder. Next round, Amun.
Oh, this ain't looking good. I'm gonna do a full round attack.
Okay.
And then if I attack, you're going to need to make me a fortitude save.
Oh, no.
14, sorry, plus... Hold on. 14 plus 18 for 32? That's 32, right? Does that hit?
That does not... 14? Oh, wait, that does... he's grappling. It's close. That might bring it down to 32.
Grappling and the minus one from prayer.
Minus one is already in there. Okay. That grapple brings him to 32.
Yeah. Let me see if my other hit goes off real quick. Just
oh, plus you're flanking.
Oh, yeah, plus I am flanking. Does... Double checking. I don't think this one's going to hit.
Not flanking.
Oh, no, you should grapple. But the other one doesn't hit. So for 1d3, so that's... That's 7 damage.
Okay.
And then give me a fortitude save. You're probably going to pass it, but it'd be cool if you didn't.
I've got a plus 18 to fortitude. I'm just going to put that out there.
All right, if you roll, you need to roll a 1. But it doesn't. It's not a used up ability, so it's more of
I rolled a 16 on all the right, dice.
Cool. You do not succumb to an Aboleth slime ability.
Oh, I forgot about that thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've never gotten to use that. I feel like this would be an appropriate time. And then I fool around the text. Does my size cancel out the difficult terrain so I could make a 5-foot or nah?
No. You can't make a 5-foot anyway because Vlad, you don't have a 5-foot to go to.
Well, he's grappled, right?
Yeah, but he's still in that space.
Oh, he's still in that space. He's not like, okay. All right, then that's what I do.
Ledros.
Okay. I will drop Shashka. I cannot wield her two-handed.
Amun whispers, Akage, as something takes over.
And I will...
Excuse me.
Use my move action to enact my godless healing ability. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. And then I'm going to swing with my sword that I can pull out because I'm raging. I have a furious draw, which lets me draw my sword while raging as if I had quick draw. Sorry, I'm talking slowly to stall for time. Okay.
Yeah, you really sound like you're raging right now.
Hey, don't peek behind the curtain like that.
Let go of me, foul crab.
Natural 20.
Oh, fuck yeah. Give me percentiles.
Okay.
100. 100.
17.
All right. Normal crit damage.
Okay. So that's...
47.
51. 52 damage.
Okay.
With my long sword. And that was my move action, reaction, attack.
52.
Ooh. Can I drop a sword and draw a sword?
That's a free. You can drop a sword for free. You can draw as a swift.
Okay, cool.
Then you did your move action, then a standard.
Just wanting to not cheat.
Loser.
Nim.
All right, so when I did the knowledge check, this thing had... Did it have any weaknesses at all? Like as far as elemental-type weaknesses?
No, its weaknesses is that it doesn't have any what things that this level normally have as far as defenses go. It is straight-up a scorpion, but it's just huge, and its tail is fast.
Okay. Because
oh, some of you do it mind affecting, but that's because it's insect.
Okay, so but when I cast defensively and failed that, I did lose that spell I was trying to cast, right?
Yes.
Shit, because that was my last haste. Damn it. All right. All right. Well, I mean, I guess I'm gonna like use my cube and quicken summon spell. And the only thing I got on level 5 is the only thing I have left, which sucks, but... So I'll have Relani Azada, which is like the little archer type. Not an archer, but... what's the word I'm trying to think of here? Just basically the big sword guy. You should have that. The big angel.
Yeah.
Sword. Yeah. Because he's got... Yeah.
Kevin is here.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
out. The night.
Except it's medium size, and I'll put it over there, I guess, onto the right. Kind of on the... I guess to the right of where Mahogany is. Right there's fine. Just from flanking and creating a flank for somebody else on the other side. And it will attack.
Okay.
On its turn. But before that, I'm going to... take a 5-foot step to the north Still invisible too, but not that that matters. All right, and then yep. So this thing will attack. Let me pull it up real quick.
Still in its threatened square.
Not around the corner.
Oh, totally. It's got a smart tentacle tail.
Okay, I forgot my swift axe and swift axe in 25 feet north.
You think you're safe there. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to teleport the fuck out.
Well, the saw blade actually comes
around. I see where this
corner
is going. I've got no spells left. Anyway, so let me see. Where is the freaking thing? I'm sorry. This is not pulling up like the... Which section has like the where you do the augmented summon? I have to click that on every time.
Just add two to everything. Jesus, it's not hard.
Right. So two attacks. Three attacks, actually.
Hell yeah, brother.
He said add two to everything.
All right, that's great.
That's five attacks.
Fantastic. Okay, so I got a 34 to hit.
34 will hit.
Okay, and then I got a 19 to hit.
Nope.
And then I rolled a one.
All right, now roll to hit Sonder. Well, we'll see. Wow. Give me percentiles.
If she rolls an 83.
The one hit I did 12 damage.
Okay.
And then roll percentiles.
Nerd 65. Does. Ooh. It's up there. Yeah. Yeah, roll to hit Sonder.
You dirty
roll to
bitch.
Hit Sonder? Mm-hmm. That one
right. Later, kill him.
That's 25.
What hits?
What part of no more PvP did you not understand, Toker?
Oh, that's good. Max damage on that one. So that's 14 damage.
He's so 7 damage.
This.
Now Nib's turned against the party.
I didn't turn against the party.
No, it's just I said that because she's grappled. I figured I'd do half damage. It's trying to hit the thing. It hits her because it's in the she's crap grab stuck in the claw.
Only the claw knows.
So half damage from his elemental as it's trying, or not elemental, but his Kevin hits you for 7 damage.
The ultimate insult.
Just remember that. Don't take anything away from this episode. Just later be like, remember that time you hit me, Kevin?
Crazy.
Dorian.
All right. So
stupid ass shit.
I guess the elemental appears, I assume, near enough to hit.
Yeah, awesome. I'll put it in that last available spot for a large creature.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and knock that out. Two slams. I'll roll the same thing twice, but probably won't hit. I don't know. Is it considered flanking in any way? No, probably not. So 22?
No.
All right, so the creature's carapace protects it, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm going to step out in the hall and roll concentration, which I already did, to use my spell-like ability.
Create water?
Nope. Mystical blast?
Are you a warlock?
Maybe.
You're gonna be the one that saves me. Sorry.
Then I guess it does. I don't know if the creature has an attack of opportunity, but it gets it.
It doesn't. Scrappled.
It does because its tails are.
Grappled creatures can't take attacks of opportunity. I just read that.
I feel like he can because he's a monster.
Mm. We feel like a lot of things, but there's fucking a little.
Yeah, I wasn't 100% sure that he should take the grappled condition since grappling you is part of his attack.
But if you grapple, then you're grappled. That's how it works, right?
We can make that rule. If it's a part of the attack that doesn't take the counter condition,
you grapple.
Well, I mean, this only applies to monsters until y'all start playing monsters that have, you know, multiple limbs to attack with.
I have summons. I'm just saying, there's some really good level 7 summons. Summon monster 7s.
Let's just ground this all to a halt while I Google a rule for the first time in a while. Pathfinder. Oh, is the term grapple in there? Are we back to grapple flowcharts?
Can we bring up the flowchart so we can all see it? I think I have it. We share screen. I don't think I have the one that. Was it Jeff that did the really, really in depth one that was super cool?
Why is everything got to be a fucking sentence when you type in the Google?
Mine, when I start typing in Pathfinder grap, it just says
Okay. Fuck all. There you go. Grapple creatures cannot make attacks. Opportunity is buried in the middle of the text. Both the grappler and the grappled suffer from the grappled condition unless they have the grab ability and decide to try to grapple with a minus 20 check. Oof. Okay, that doesn't make anything clearer.
No. Does it have grab, though?
It does.
That might be different.
Okay, here you go. Okay, if you're grappled, you can still make attacks, basically, and you still threaten, I guess.
Yeah, I thought so.
So you can still make attacks, but you still have a penalty as if you're grappled.
I guess you just incorporate your grappled penalties, yeah, and then
do
whatever.
You can still make attacks of opportunity
if you have grab.
If you have grab.
Is that what it said?
No, not if you have grab. Like even if you're being grappled and you are in a grapple, you still threaten the square around you. But you still have to suffer the penalties of trying to fucking hit a person while you're trying to choke another person out.
But it still says that you can't take attacks of opportunity if you're grappled. Cannot
make attacks of opportunity.
Well, then that's weird. Mm-hmm. You're still threatened, but you can't make the attacks. That's fucking bizarre.
Well, maybe someone's still flanking.
Yeah.
Not just about attacks of opportunity.
Oh. I hate the grappling rules in every game I've ever encountered. Point is, just take the attack of opportunity if you want to. I want to do my attack so I can get on with the turn.
Okay, so that makes more sense. So the creature has the option to conduct a grapple normally or simply use the part of its body used in the grab to hold the opponent. If it chooses to do the latter, it takes a minus 20 penalty on its CMB check to maintain the grapple, but does not gain the grappled condition itself. So
that's weird.
I'm going to do that. I'll be at a minus 20 to maintain grapples, but I can still make the attacks of opportunity. So I'm going to take the attack of opportunity on Dorian.
Hitherto Dorian, yeah.
The hitherto. And I'm glad I did, because I nearly critted.
Okay.
That's definitely going to be a hit, I think. Actually, I don't know what your new AC is, so we'll
22.
Yeah, definitely hit. I have to roll a 1 to miss you. Give me a fortitude save versus a poison.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. 23. So you take 18 damage.
Okay.
This is the worst. And then you take 4 con.
Ooh.
One dex and 2 strength damage.
Okay.
Boy, Dr. Pox would love to get his hands on this gland.
Stunder. Or wait, I'm sorry. What else? That was it for your turn?
No, I was fucking doing a ranged attack. That's why you got to hit me, dumbass.
Oh, okay.
Does 20... Let's see, no. My dex went down. 24 hit its touch AC.
Yes.
31 damage.
You would have to roll a 1 to miss his touch AC. Stodder.
What is his... rolling a concentration check. What is his CMB?
CMD?
Maybe. Whichever one it is.
Whatever it is, it's whatever it is, minus 20 now.
Well, no, it's minus 20 to maintain a grapple.
What was I looking at? Where did I see that at? CMB.
CMB is 32.
Okay, so there's no way I can roll over 15 plus that without a natural 20. So there's no point in even trying to cast a spell. What do I do if I'm trying to escape from grappling?
CMB check or escape artist?
Yeah, you have to beat my CMD, which is the 43.
Minus 20, right?
What am I rolling?
It's a minus 20 to maintain the grapple. CMB
check?
Yep. You have a high escape artist?
No, it's a negative 2.
Okay, then yeah, your CMB. Alternatively, you could hit him with your scimitar because it is a one-handed weapon.
Or if you have freedom of movement memorized today.
I don't have that spell.
Or any supernatural abilities you may have.
Mm-hmm. If I roll to try to escape the grapple, I can't do anything else?
Right. That would be your turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've used all my supernatural abilities.
Yep.
No, you deserve this anyway. The heat aura. Yeah. Take the heat aura. That's a swift action.
Burn it.
It's getting hot. Getting mad about it. That's how you rage, Vlajros. You get so mad, things burn around you. I mean, you can scream your wounds away, but...
Yeah, I like screaming my wounds away.
That's got to be a metal song somewhere.
Scream your wounds away.
Scream your wounds away. Blood ocean. It's an ocean of blood.
Blood.
All right, so reflex save.
That's my good one. 16.
Alrighty then. So you take full damage. 14 damage from the heat aura.
Alright.
Any hit points is good hit points. This thing is a wall.
And... touch of flame, you get 12 more fire damage.
You haven't pulled that one out in a little while.
Yeah, because it's D6 plus 6.
Okay. The tail has 3 options for people who aren't grappled. So, one, two, a mon. So, one on the, on Kevin, and one on a mon. The one on a mon might miss. 30? Can't hear you?
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Yes, miss.
All right. And then on your summoned, Matt, 42.
Yeah, that hits.
It's going to take... Is it immune to poison?
No.
So it's going to take 20 damage.
It does have DR.
So it's just it's regular damage, 20 regular damage, and then I need a fortitude save.
I rolled a 2, so I'm thinking 13 is probably not going to be get it.
No. So he takes 2 con, 1 dex, and 4 strength. And all right, maintaining the grapples with my minus 20. So that gives me a plus 18. On Vladros to maintain 17 plus 18, 35.
Got me by 1.
Ugh. So you'll take the constrict damage of 16.
Okay.
Sonder. 24 to beat your CMD.
Yep. Right.
So you maintain minimum damage of 19. Top of the round, Amon.
I was going to say thank you, Dr. Pox, as I move action, pull out a potion, a standard action to drink the potion of iron skin.
That provokes.
Making a potion provokes?
Yes, it does.
No.
Ah!
That's the provoking noise.
38.
That hits.
When you take some damage before your iron skin goes off, of,
ow.
Seventeen.
Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the claws.
Oh.
18 plus 5 is 23.
Ow.
Blytrus.
I will crush you, you fucking bug.
Okay, Bloodrust is going to full attack with his longsword. All right, first attack. Probably misses with a natural 5. 23.
It does miss.
Second attack, natural 18 for a 31.
31 will miss.
Okay. Then I'll try to bite it.
Okay.
And I miss again. All right. Cool.
Nib.
All right. I'm going to wait, let my summon go first, and it's going to cast defensively. God. Never mind. So it doesn't do anything. And then I'm going to cast, I guess I'm going to take a 5-foot step south. And since that will still be threatening, right?
Yeah, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, yep.
All right, I'm going to cast defensively. Let's see. I think that might be it. That might work. I rolled an 11. Yes. So 11 gets it. Then I'm doing, does it have SR?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I just got to do a range touch on this.
Okay.
Come on, Matt, you can do it. You don't ever roll terribly.
Don't roll a 1. It's touch AC is 4.
All right. Then I hit it with an innervation ray, which does negative levels. It's 1d4 temporary negative levels.
Maybe four, though.
Two negative levels.
Hell yeah, minus twos to everything. Two
negative levels. Yeah, okay.
All right, and then shift me to here.
The top one.
Just north of north. All right. Yeah, that's fine.
DeLorean.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and roll for my elemental. Does 31 hit?
32 is what you're looking for.
Oh, well, I have to roll natural 20 to get a 32 with this guy. Got a plus 12 to hit. All right, so the elemental continues to splash fruitlessly against the monster. Meanwhile, I'm going to change tacks and use a shaped blast. I rolled defensive to cast to use the spell-like ability, and I do. And so okay. Now the creature, instead of getting attack of opportunity, has to dodge a 30-foot line going down that little gap there. So reflex save.
Oh, okay. His reflex save has significantly gone down to a plus 3.
Nice.
And I roll a 9. And I'm right. Sure when you made a new character, you made his... So his DCs are awful.
No, my DCs aren't awful. Huh?
Does a 12 beat it?
It does not.
Damn.
Let's see. So let's see. Oh, I wasn't expecting you to actually miss. Let me count. 28 damage. Non-typed.
Wait, non-typed damage. Okay. Creature still standing. Oh, begins to wobble.
And I got a, I don't know if there's, is there like a follow-up fortitude I need to make or anything?
Yes.
All right, so I got a 26.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's a really high save for me. Oh, say not. Is that 26? 11 plus 15? Yes, 26.
I want to keep seeing Dorian's characters die, but he comes back to life as a new character. Just like the same body. It's a new class.
You take
every
one
time.
Con.
Oh.
Two dex.
Okay.
One strength. I rolled awful.
Thank God.
You rolled awful. You hear that, everyone? He rolled terrible.
It's a D4 each of those.
I can't believe that it's an every round ability drain poison.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking around.
I mean, if you can survive 6 rounds of that without making the save, you'll be fine.
Iffy. let's see.
That was it for you?
I guess so. I mean, if I can't move and I can only use my lines,
yep. Sonder.
Do I also have to cast defensively?
When you're grappled?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You actually have to roll really high on a concentration.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I said, do I also have to cast defensively?
Oh.
Is that a yes? Also have to cast defensively? All right. Anyway, cast defensively, yes. But I lose the spell.
Oh. Scorpions go. Trying to maintain the grapple on Vladros.
Is that provoke?
No.
All right, that's one.
But it's at a minus. He's got negative levels now, and he's minus 20 because he still wants to make the attacks of opportunity. So he's 19.
No, I am free.
You are no longer grappled. Trying to maintain the grapple on Sonder. Not much better, but better. Team 22.
I'm free.
Shit. Gonna throw a stinger at 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 of y'all there. And roll a d10. 5. Want it, them summoned creature? And a 9. Want it, Sonder? The one at, the one at them summoned creature, 27. Sorry, 28
or 29. It hits. I mean, it hits, yeah.
Okay. Fortitude save.
I got 26.
The DC went down since his levels. Now, the DC for this is 27.
Ah, still failed it, even with the negative. Yeah, okay.
Wait a minute. That's not... How many levels did he lose?
2.
Oh, okay. That would knock the DC down by 1.
The save DC is constitution based. Hold on, let me see.
Calculated based on their hit dice. Usually.
Let me see if, let me make sure Hero Lab actually did that. So, innervations off. Was the DC higher? Because I think the DC was still 27. So, it should be down 1. So, Dorian, that 26 was successful.
Ha! Ah.
Because, yeah, it did not do the math there.
All right, well, I'm going to put my fucking 13.
And you got a 26 as well then, huh, Nim?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that was exactly what you needed.
Okay, cool.
But you took...
I rolled a 16 to get that, though. That's still tough.
Yeah. You take 21 damage. And then the
attack... Can I explain my DR, or do I need to calculate that?
Calculate your DR.
Okay.
The attack on Sonder was a 24.
That hits.
Fortitude save.
It's a poison?
It is.
Then 23.
That's a fail.
Hmm.
So you take 20 damage.
Ah, damn it. No, that's wrong. I don't want to cheat you, Togger. I got poisoned before he got enervated.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be your same.
So, Sonder, you take con damage of 2, dex damage of 3, strength damage of 1. I'm on.
Hey, how you doing? I'm gonna move action to activate my feet armor lock, and then I'm gonna attack this thing.
Okay. What was the feat?
It is called armored stance.
Okay.
So essentially, I just like lock the fuck up, and then until I move or am moved, I just get 1 to my AC.
Okay.
A standard, I attack and I miss, and then free action, I'm still going to continue to curse the bug. You stupid, you have a fucking god, I'll kill you.
Vladros. Fucking
whip around your neck.
Okay, when Vladros drops from his grapple, he'll drop his longsword and scoop up Shashka, which is a move action, which does provoke.
I'm going to go... Now, you're undead, so the tail's pointless.
It doesn't know that. It's a bug.
Yeah, but its hands are free.
Okay.
One of them is.
Oh, no. Yeah, roll percentiles.
A7.
Okay. It's going to try and sting you.
Okay.
31.
Yes.
Uh, 18 damage.
Okay.
And pretend you make a fortitude save.
I'll go ahead and make it, and we'll see what it is. That's correct on it, between a 19 and a 6. It was a natural one.
Appreciate all this build up for a pointless dice roll.
Hey, I try. And then with my one attack, I will activate my power attack with the Fury's Focus, swinging Shashka for a 27. I'm going to spend a Benny.
Do it.
I'm going to spend a Benny.
But AC is 32.
Yeah. God damn it. 30.
Fuck.
Aren't you flanking?
Oh, I'm flanking. 32.
But you hit.
Yay! Good call. That is 37 damage.
All right. This motherfucker is still standing. Nim.
All right, my son is going to go cast defensively. Rolled an 11. What do I got to get? So level. It's a cast level check, right? Against.
It's 15 plus double the spell level is the DC to cast defensively.
So that's 8. So it's a level 3 spell.
Rolling so levels. That'd be a, it'd be a 21 would be the DC.
All right. So I got a 19. So I failed.
Okay.
All right. So then Nim will move down to the south to the corner there. Cast defensively. Roll a 6. Because I suck at dice rolling. Let me see what I need on that.
What's the spell level?
Oh, actually, I have a plus 21 versus a 21 DC, so I couldn't fail that one because it's a level 3 spell. So that goes off, and so I'm going to... Shit. I actually need to move up. Nim would have known this. I've got to move to here.
Oh, that would provoke.
Okay.
Luckily, it does not have multiple attacks of opportunity, and it already took one on Flatros.
All right, good. So I'm going to center a fireball right there in the corner, so I need a reflex save.
But that's his best save. I rolled a 7 for a mighty 10.
Do not save.
No.
And that will be 10d6. Yeah, that caps out, right?
Yeah, I think so.
6, 7.
Yeah, it caps out if you're a bitch of a wizard.
No. That's just the maximum for that spell.
All right.
Oh, all right, never mind then.
7, 10. 22. 30. 35 fire damage.
As the fire explodes behind this creature, its carapace finally gives way to all the damage it's been taking, and it begins to fall apart. To all of you, time goes by normally, but to Amun, time slows. You can see each individual ripple of flame as it comes off the creature's carapace. And through the flame, you can see your former goddess, Selkat, leave its body. Turn to you with a hateful glare and step away.
Middle finger way up in the air.
As soon as she steps away, thanks for just really bringing a light moment to this story I'm trying to tell because you won't do it.
I'm shrugging right now. You can't see it, but I'm shrugging. Know.
Yep. Can't see that. Can't figure out your role play. None of it. The goddess Selkat walks away through the flames, and in her place, a jackal-headed humanoid appears before you, and he reaches up where you're given the middle finger and boops it. Boop.
What the fuck?
time begins to speed back up, and you feel like you used to feel. When my dad had heart surgery, he said when he got a stent put in, he didn't realize how bad he felt until the stent got put in, because he didn't realize how shitty his heart was and pumped blood to the rest of his body. With that boop, you feel like you've probably felt shitty for years and didn't realize it. Like, slowly, your relationship with Selkat had changed so slowly that you didn't even notice it until she started doing this, you know, asking you to murder people and making you think that that was okay. But that washes away, and there's a new voice in your head. And he turns, time turns to speed back up, and you look to see that while the creature is dead, two of your party members are still suffering from an incredibly dangerous poison.
Well, hitherto Dorian stumbles out of the hole laughing. Ah, it's amazing. I think I'm dying.
Roll a fortitude save. It's your turn.
Huh?
It's your turn.
I make the save, I think. I got a 28. Uh-huh. This round, I'm all right.
You are able to stave off the poison.
While he's staving off the poison, hitherto Dorian begins coughing up blood. You know, this might be more fun than I imagined. It's a lot better than looking out.
Sunder.
I've never had vocal cords before.
Natural 20.
This poison says you can't roll a natural 20. The poison...
I mean, it's still 30.
It goes faster when you roll 20s. You take 8 con damage.
It is us.
Wait, how much con do you have left? That's how much you take.
Yeah, that's how much you take. No, so fortunately, you're both able to stave off this incredibly deadly poison.
How many rounds in a row do you have to make the save?
I've kept it a little bit.
Oh.
Normally, it's 3 consecutive saves, or it can last for 6 rounds.
That's awful.
But I don't feel like going through that. And if y'all had failed, I was going to have some story thing pop up so you didn't die from poison, because that seems like
weak. So weird that this black scorpion that is possessed by a god is weaker. I guess that god's just on her way out.
Who knows?
Oh, maybe she's on her way out.
Maybe something that Amon is coming to realize is that the god has changed.
Yeah,
it's not the Selkat he originally worshipped.
Well, I mean, so little was known about Selkat to begin with. So.
And still is.
Almost as if her entire doctrine was 2 sentences in a book somewhere.
And it basically just described her. That's her whole doctrine.
I'm sure there's an actual mythological Selkat outside of Pathfinder with loads and loads of lore and stories, but the Pathfinder wiki for this god is 2 sentences. Yeah.
So, I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
What are we doing? Are we still?
Well, I just rolled a 7 on my hit points with my level up.
Who cares about your level up? I'm dying here.
Restoration cures all temporary ability damage, and restores all points permanently drained. So there's no permanent. It's just damage, right?
Right, but restoration takes how long to cast?
3 rounds.
Yeah, not.
I mean, are we not out of combat?
Yeah, nobody else is poisoned. You guys are.
You saved. Huh.
Yeah. You
saved.
All right.
So that just automatically restores your points too?
No. You just stop being poisoned.
Yeah, that's what I was asking about, restoring the ability damage.
Okay, I didn't know.
I was like, you don't need to do that.
I have a lesser restoration. I can help out with that if we need it.
Well, I think I actually have a potion to that effect in my inventory. I'm going to swig that real quick.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Well, I'm casting restoration on myself. Yeah. And all I'm right. Good to go.
I'm not good to go, but I'm better than I was.
Who needs healing before my summon leaves?
I do.
Yeah.
Can it heal negative energy?
I cannot.
Okay. Did I get all my spells? Am I like a full rested now? Do I have my spells back, Topher?
No, you're not full rested.
All right, then no, I cannot.
31 healing back, Sonder.
Thank you.
I got one more of those. All right, it'll swing over there to Dorian because it's got 80-foot movement. And, or not Dorian. Not Dorian gets 25 hit points back.
Fantastic.
And does anybody else have ability damage that needs, or level, negative levels or anything?
I'm pretty ability damaged.
The scorpion had negative levels.
Yeah, what does Lesser Restoration do again? That's 1d4 to 1.
Mm-hmm. 1d4 to 1.
All right,
I could do restoration, and it would be all of them.
Yeah.
Well, great. It hit me.
Well, you're hitting him.
Here you go, shithead.
Selket in mythology.
Thanks, Fire Lady.
The Encyclopedia Britannica only says that Selket was the underworld deity charged with protecting the Noctic jars in which the intestines of the deceased were stored after embalming.
Ah, you worship the guts god? Gross.
Yeah, it was all sorts of gross stuff. Amon's got some changing to do.
He went for a more popular god this time, Anubis, which has loads of lore.
Yeah.
I'm going to base this Anubis off the, what was the Marvel show that had Anubis in it here recently?
Gargoyles.
Moon Knight.
I mean, Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Apparently, this one's a little bit more whimsical and, mischievous.
What do you mean killing people's wrong, Anubis? Oh, thanks.
I like the Anubis from American Gods a lot, too.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
Remember that. Which one was Anubis?
Oh, he wasn't in American Gods. He was the one that was in A Nazi Boy, right?
Oh, maybe, yeah. It's been a while.
You know, it's even cooler now. My god actually matches my armor.
Fantastic.
The same color schemes?
Yeah.
No, black and gold. Dog head.
Jackal. It's a jackal.
Hitherto,
it's Anubis.
That was the joke we were talking about earlier. Joke off from Anubis.
Anubis.
Somebody open a window.
Roll that clip.
All right. Thanks for joining us on this Kevin Free adventure.
You're welcome.
It's
you're welcome.
Basically later. His fault. His fault. Y'all had to fight a giant scorpion.
What?
Why?
I didn't know he wasn't coming until today.
Yeah.
So, like, the other fight with y'all down and other stuff, I didn't want y'all to be overpowered.
I feel like that was a good challenge, especially with our resources used up a lot.
That poison's nasty.
I got to use two different thingies tonight.
Yeah, I didn't get to use the spell that I had that would be perfect for it because I was fucking grappled and I couldn't cast the spell.
What was the spell?
It's called Bone Shatter.
Did you pick that as you got grappled because you hadn't picked spells yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I picked it as soon as I saw that it was a big thing I needed to fight. I was like, what is a good damage spell? Because I've used up almost all of my other big damage spells. I was like, I need a damage spell. So I grabbed it. And then I wasn't even sure if it was usable. Because
what's it called? Bone Shaker?
Bone Shatter. It's a fifth level spell. And like, I wasn't sure if it was usable because it was like, oh, bones. It has to be bones. And this thing has. And then I was like, then I kept reading it and I was like, oh, it's really good against this. It actually comes from a desert something. Where? Yeah.
So, out of question, curiosity, did I like kind of make clear what was going on with my dude here?
Yeah, you're a minion of the Karatnikus who was living inside Dorian's head, keeping an eye on him, and now you've just sort of taken over his body because all of his personalities are gone.
And you're a warlock.
And I'm a warlock. Well, we found a fairly good adaptation of the 3.5 warlock. So,
and I'd be a dick to say no because I got to play warlock from 3.5 when we first went to Pathfinder. Well, I stopped playing my character back then.
What's the worst thing that happened? I get bored with the abilities.
That's what happened to me.
Well, that won't happen to me because
we're almost done.
I'm always bored in combat.
I do want to say, I love being undead. Undead barbarian, the way to go.
Barbarian?
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 Don't you know?
Slurry in my old age.
Can you still heal him?
Nope.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, well then maybe.
Good.
You're not totally useless and we'll keep you alive.
Being able to heal you and being able to make you make an attack because you're just stronger than me is some of my favorite combos.
So, Noob, you're a war priest still? You're just a war priest of Anubis?
Yeah.
Gotcha. You didn't want to go full cleric?
I can heal well. It's just more fun to attack. That's what it boils down to.
Well, do some healing, mister. I can heal well, and I didn't use up a bunch of spells.
Well, during this whole fucking thing, I can't believe I can do a bunch of healing.
You need to rest first to get your spells.
No, I still have fervor.
No, you don't. All right. They can heal off camera because that's not fun to watch or listen to.
Nope, and, it's very boring.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Hey, bye.
With Kevin.
Well, hopefully.